to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. It's broadcast live every Thursday evening from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey along with Matt Gordon, and our sideline reporter for Bearcat football, Chris Roush, is over here. He'll be helping out with all the prizes that we'll have a little bit later on. And also our engineer, Darren, also will be helping out. Darren Perkins will be helping out with that as well. Got a good show for you tonight. Our guests include Northwestern head women's basketball coach Michael Smith. We'll talk Bearcat men's basketball as well with the head coach of the men, Ben McCollum. We'll be talking with Northwest men's basketball player Deshaun Cooper, who had what you could consider a good game last night. And we'll also be talking with Northwest track and field athlete Tim Grunmeier, who set the Northwest 1,000-meter record last weekend at an indoor meet held in Lincoln, Nebraska. So all that's coming up on our coaches' show. A reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body, Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. Again, our thanks to Carson Rodet and the waitstaff here at Carson's for all the work they do throughout our program as well. And again, I'm joined by Matt Gorder. Matt, we had quite a night last night over at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. Tremendous win for the Northwest men's team. Not only getting down by 13 in the second half, but down by double digits for a large part of the second half. You know, the two teams played pretty equally most of the ball game, but that little 10-0 run that Missouri Southern had in the first half, you know, gave them a little bit of distance. But, you know, Northwest took advantage. I think their work off the court, or I guess on the court, but you know, off of basketball in terms of being just ready to play a hard game like that, came out, showed, and got them a win last night.
Yeah, pretty good timing having Deshaun Cooper with us tonight. Career high last night, 32 points, hit the game-winning shot at the buzzer, and just a heck of a performance last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, overall, it was a great performance, and then, of course, you knew that I think there's several guys that can take the ball at the end and possibly be clutch, but I think the first one you're going to want to choose, because of his experience in senior leadership, is going to be Deshaun Cooper, and he came through in a big way last night.
And we'll be talking Northwest women's basketball as well tonight. Tough loss last night, but they played a very good team last night and played them right down to the wire.
Yeah, that's right. A game that was within, you know, 5 points inside the last couple of minutes there. Had some opportunities, didn't end up with the win, but we'll hear from Coach Smith about progress as they work through the end of January and then through February.
And we'll also be talking a little indoor track and field coming up.
That's right. I always love talk running, because I can't run as much anymore. But, yeah, definitely some great performances up in Nebraska last week.
All right. Again, if you have any questions for our guest tonight, fill out a question card and go over and see Ronnie here just to our left, and we'll try to pass those along to our guests as well. Again, when we come back, we'll be talking indoor track and field, as Tim Grunmeier will be joining us from the Northwest Indoor Track and Field team. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show, as we've got some basketball to talk about a little bit later on in the show, but we're going to get things running with track and field here. Sorry, I apologize. I couldn't pass on the pun. I got the look from Tim Grunmeyer, the runner with us. He set the school record in the 1,000 meters up at the Devaney Center at Nebraska last week. 2 minutes, 29.4 seconds. Tim, just take us through the run and kind of how you get to where you get a good run like that. You took fifth place, but there were some big schools involved, I know. Just take us through the run last weekend.
I mean, there were definitely a lot of good runners, and going into it, I didn't have a lot of expectations because I've never run 1,000 before, but I knew I just needed to get out with the pack, and after the first lap, I took a couple of spikes to the shin, so I kind of backed off towards the back of the pack, and going after the fourth lap, going into the last lap of the run, I was feeling really good and kicked it and passed a few guys at the end.
So talk about that with indoors as opposed to outdoors. I think fans are probably more familiar with outdoors. A lot more compact in the indoor, not much as much room to work with.
Yeah, I mean, the turns are tighter, and so everyone's kind of just clumped together, especially when you get into races about 800 meters and higher. Just everyone's real close together, a lot of pushing and shoving, just trying to jostle for position. But
do you typically just from start to finish run your own race, or do you try to pick out maybe somebody that you want to stick with? How does the strategy go about in a run like that?
Sometimes it just varies from race to race, but you know, if I see somebody that I know and think that maybe I can try to go with them, a lot of times before the race, you try to plan it out, try to plan your splits for each lap, and just try to hit those.
You said this is the first time you've run the 1,000. What's your favorite distance? What's a typical distance for you?
I really love running the 800. Kind of towards the end of high school, I started thinking that was my favorite race, and I always loved doing relays too. Those are always fun.
Talk about indoor. We talked about the track being smaller from outdoor, but are there major differences between indoor locations? I mean, you guys are going to be heading to Pella, Iowa. Are there a lot of differences between individual indoor tracks even?
Yeah, definitely. Some tracks are 200 meters. Some of them, they're only 180. In Nebraska, they have a really nice track. You know, they have banked curves. It definitely helps you as a runner, but the next meet we go to is just a flat track, so it'll be a little different, provide a little more difficulty.
So is it a little bit faster when you do have the bank corners like that? Are you able to run better times on bank corners?
Yeah, you run a little bit faster on the bank. They actually add a little bit of time to your total time when you run on the banked curves.
Talk about training. Obviously, track and field is an individual sport. There are team results, but training, it seems to be a lot more of a team aspect. Just talk about training in general and trying to get ready for each of these meets.
Definitely. Training with a team is so important, and I feel like our team is great. We work together really well during practice. Every day we go out there and push each other, and you know, if one day you're having a bad practice, you know, everybody else is there to pick you up, keep you pushing.
Seems like we see you guys as groups around town from time to time. Are those enjoyable types of runs when you can kind of get out and about a little bit?
Oh yeah, sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle to just go out and do those long runs, but when you're in groups like that, you can talk, joke around, just be yourselves and have a good time.
Yeah, I know. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, you guys were running through town, and my daughter, you were up at the corner, and she heard you kind of holler as you were going through the corner, and she was entertained. So I know it's fun for people to see you guys having fun as well, and that's got to make it easier to train too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So Pella coming up this week, what are some of the goals that you have for this week? Obviously, you've set the bar kind of high when you start off setting the school record in the 1,000, but just kind of some of the goals from meet to meet for you this season.
Just going into the next meet, really, I kind of just have to put the last race behind me and just focus on setting new goals. You know, I'll probably be doing a couple different events throughout the season, so It really just changes from meet to meet. But
do you take a focus like, for instance, the 229? I want to have a better time than that. Do you just try to lower the time each time out?
For sure. I mean, it's always a goal to keep running faster, but sometimes maybe you have a bad race, but that happens. Like I said, even with a good race, you just have to put it behind you and focus on the next one.
All right, Tim. Well, good start to the season. I know there's a lot more to go, especially with outdoor coming up after indoor, but good luck to you the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
That is Tim Grunmeier. Again, set the school record in the 1,000-meter run at the Devaney Center up in Nebraska with a 229.4 this past weekend. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll switch our attention to basketball. We'll talk Northwest Missouri State women's basketball coach with women's basketball coach Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we turn our attention to basketball and Northwest women's basketball coach Michael Smith joining us. And coach, I know after the ball game when we chatted last night, a close game against Missouri Southern, one of the top teams in the MIAA. I know the frustrations were there, but now that you've had some time to look back, what are the thoughts today on last night's ball game?
Well, you know, looking back a little bit, you know, it was hard for both teams to get into a flow with what I think there was 84 free throws shot.
59 fouls in the game.
Yeah, so, you know, anytime that goes on, it's hard to get into a rhythm. You know, I felt like at the very beginning we had a really hard time kind of getting jump-started going as far as our flow was concerned. That hadn't happened. I hadn't seen that in quite some time. So, you know, obviously, if I knew what the reasoning was, I would, you know, try and fix that. But that, as I told our players after the game, that has to come within. You know, get yourself ready. We knew that there was going to be a great crowd at Bearcat Arena, and there was. It's just unfortunate that we come up on the short end, you know, against as we've talked about, quality teams. You know, we play Emporia to four, who's number one in the MIAA. We play Central to five, who's two, and then Missouri Southern last night we played them to six, and they're third in the league. So, you know, as a coach, you try to take as many positives as you can. It's just this point in time in the year where, you know, it's time for us just to get over the hump, you know, and you and I have talked about that a little bit, and it's just really, I think, somebody having to step up and say, ladies, tonight's the night. And that's really what we haven't had. I mean, we've had a lot of lead by example on the floor, but we haven't really had any leadership in that locker room as far as challenging their teammates to really overcome it and just, you know, just do what we're supposed to do. You know, do your job. I talked a lot about that with our players at different times during timeouts, etc. Last night was, hey, are you doing your job? Are you doing? Are you bringing that one positive that we've talked about, you know, over the last couple of weeks? And, you know, when I got some looks like I was talking in a different language, you know, and so I knew that, you know, from the start, our focus just wasn't where it needed to be. And, you know, Missouri Southern gave us every chance. I mean, they really did. And we just didn't take advantage of that. And that comes down to, I think, just us not really having that taste of victory as much as we'd like to at this point in the season.
I guess the reason maybe the frustration level is high is because we have seen good things out of this team. We have seen this team show at times that they could win those basketball games. And does that add to the frustration level knowing that it's there somewhere? It's just trying to figure out how to get everything to click?
Well, it is. And as a coach, you know, it's what's really frustrating is you feel like you're doing something wrong, you know, and that's kind of where I'm at right now, because the last thing we want to do is you know, not show up to play. And that obviously falls back on my shoulders to do that. But we've got some talent. I mean, there's no doubt about it in the locker room that we've got some talent. It's just we're still trying to put together a team. And and that may take a little while longer than I anticipated, just because of I guess all the inconsistencies over the last couple of years, you know, that this program has taken. So, you know, we're starting and we're trying. We took the day off today. I think it was much needed, probably more for me than it was anybody. And then we're going to get back after it this weekend, tomorrow. And, you know, the nice thing is having a few days off before we go on the road again for MIAA play.
Now that you do have some time, I know there's been points this year you've made some tweaks and some changes and things like that. Is that something you'll be looking to here over the next week or so?
Well, I think so. I think we're going to go into every practice with basically a, kind of a clean slate as far as personnel. You know, there's been some kids that have felt like they maybe haven't gotten the chances that they've deserved. So that's probably the first thing I'm going to address tomorrow. You know, at practice is that, hey, we're, you know, obviously we got to shake something up. Something's got to change, you know, because what we're doing right now is not paying off for us. And so we're basically going to go in there and give some people some chances that maybe we haven't had. And go from there. But, you know, with that comes responsibility, you know. So that's going to be different as well for some of them. Is, it's great to be kind of be given a little, you know, pat on the back or a little bit more than usual. But there's a level of expectation and there's a level of responsibility that comes along with that.
Obviously, you want to pick up wins as much as you can along the way. But are you guys as a coaching staff looking at more than just wins, looking a lot deeper game to game? Wins would be great, but there's got to be a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, you know, there is. We're trying to find combinations. We thought we had a pretty good combination going, and don't get me wrong, maybe, you know, maybe we're just not to that level yet to beat the 1-2-3 ranked teams in MIAA. I think we are personally, but that's just the coach in me, you know. So maybe I've got too high expectation, but you know, that's how it's going to be being a part of Northwest here. And you know, I think we've definitely matured in some ways, but at the same time, we've still got some players making the same mistakes. And that's the thing I think it's been the most frustrating for me is we're all going to make mistakes, but it's the ones that are making the same ones constantly. And we've addressed that as much as possible by film, you know, by punishment and practice, whatever you want to call it. And we're not learning from it. So that kind of tells me that maybe our focus isn't where it needs to be. And maybe we're not taking things as seriously as we need to be at this point in time with MIAA play, because it's unfortunate that when I look at our record in MIAA and look in the standings where we are, because I really feel like we're a much better team than what the standings show.
Take us kind of through a process, I guess, when you talk about everybody being on an even playing field, clean slate in terms of personnel. What sort of a process do you go through in practice now when you look to try to figure out those personnel decisions?
Well, I like tomorrow, I know we're going to do a lot of one-on-one stuff. You know, we'll just see who's got a little fight in them. You know, who's got competitiveness. And, you know, obviously we've got to address a situation where, again, we've got to be able to handle the ball. We've got to be able to handle the ball with both hands, you know. And so we're gonna put them through those drills and see what happens. And as I mentioned, just probably put them in some various groups as far as scrimmage groups and say, hey, okay, who's going to be on the here's what's who's going to be on the white team, who's going to be on the green team today, and kind of go through that and as well as seeing who plays together, but also who has that competitiveness about them. Talking to locker room and some coach, we're tired of losing. Well, I'm tired of losing too, but you guys got to pull together. And that's the only thing preventing us right now from having success is you guys in the locker room not pulling together as a team. You know, we can talk to them and plead to them and yell at them or whatever you want to do, as much to a point. And then at some time they're going to have to decide within themselves, are they fed up or are they going to continue just to, what I say is get punched, I guess, in the mouth. I'm tired of getting punched. I've got two black eyes right now, I feel like, so I really hope that our kids are pretty fed up also, especially because I in front of our home crowd like we did, I thought we had plenty of opportunities against a really good team, because there's going to be a lot of tiebreakers towards the end of the MIAA season, there is, as far as trying to fight for position in the conference tournament. And a quality win over Missouri Southern, who's currently third in the league, would have really gone a long ways for us. We get a chance to play them again. But our next focus has got to be trying to get that first road win at Lindenwood next week.
I guess that's the one thing that you'll be able to start realizing here before too long is you are going to start to see teams a second time to kind of have a measuring stick on your own team, whether there's been improvement or not.
Yeah, no, you have. I thought all day today about the bad thing about not having practice is you're thinking a lot. Watching film. Maybe I need to change this. I think we need to go with what we got as far as offense and things like that. And our kids need to find a way. Our kids are going to have to make some adjustments on their own, on the fly. Obviously our free throws are very critical last night. And, we don't stress it a lot in practice. We'll shoot them in practice, but we don't stress it a lot just because try not to make them as pressured as possible, but I feel like we're going to start having to and have there be consequences for that, because that's just a natural thing to shoot it with nobody guarding you and being able to take 10 seconds. That's a tremendous opportunity for anybody to get a breather, not be guarded, shooting it pretty close in, et cetera. So it's just comes down to, again, our focus and our concentration.
Seems like free throws are a tough thing in terms of practice. You're trying to realize how much time to give them, because really the only way to get better is to shoot free throws, pretty simply.
It's just trying to figure out. I've been around programs where if you stress it so much, they thought about it too much. And I've been around with my teams that where we really didn't stress it. We've talked about it. Hey, this is important. And, it just kind of clicked. And, again, that just goes back to knowing your team, knowing your personnel a little bit. And, the great thing was, Matt, is that we had a day off today. And luckily, my office is right across the hall from Bearcat. And I think I seen 8 or 9 girls at one point in time in there. So I know it. I know to some of them it does care.
Yeah.
And that's good to see, because 3-4 weeks ago, day off, I wouldn't see anybody.
Yeah.
So I guess if you look at a positive, I think we're maybe getting through to some of them. And you're not always going to get through to all of them. We're trying. But, there's some key kids in there in that group that I really feel are starting to, as I said, get tired of losing, but also they're starting to buy in a little bit to what we're doing. And so that was good to see today. That was one good thing to see on the day off today was some kids in there getting some shots and laughing around. I even walked out on the court and talked to a couple of them and said, what's going on? I don't see you out here very often, just kind of joke around with them a little bit. So we'll see what happens tomorrow in practice.
Well, Coach, I know the hard work's been there. I know the hard work's going to be there, and it's just a matter of a lot of different things that have to click. Maybe this is the week that can happen.
Let's hope so. We're going to show up. I'm going to show up tomorrow and do my job, and hopefully we've got a team full of women's players that are excited and willing to do their job as well.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up to you next week.
All right, thanks.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, they're back in action next week in St. Charles against Lindenwood University. We'll keep talking basketballs. We'll switch to the men's side when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We're broadcasting live on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, you've had a couple of exciting games in the past week. First of all, let's go back to last night's game. A heck of an ending, a one-point win over a very good Missouri Southern team.
Yeah, I think the first half of the game, obviously we weren't quite as ready for their effort and their physicality, and we made some good adjustments after halftime. We're able to come out and compete a little bit, and then that last 3 to 4 minutes of the basketball game was probably as exciting of a Division II basketball game that you're going to see in both ways. I mean, it was just back and forth, and two teams that really wanted to win, and it was a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, it was almost like a heavyweight boxing match there. Each team was giving you the best of what they had there, and fortunately Northwest had the ball at the end and a chance to win it with that last second shot by Deshaun.
Yeah, we had the ball with, 56 or 7 seconds, and we wanted to get what we call a 2-for-1, so you wanted to get a quick shot to make sure that you got the ball back to close the game. And so we got the shot that we wanted. I think it was Bryson in the corner, driving kick 3, the first time they had helped in all game, and wide open, just missed it. And then came down, got a big stop. Dylan outletted it to Cooper. And then obviously dribbled down and hit the shot.
And a good win, a match up of the two teams that were 1-2 in the MIAA. Northwest a half game in front of Missouri Southern going into the matchup. And really, again, coming down to a one-point game, you got the fans got what they wanted out of that, a close game with two of the top teams in the MIAA.
We had a great crowd, too. I mean, the crowd was excellent. That was probably as loud as Bearcat Arena's been in quite some time. Down the stretch in that last 3 minutes, and they got their money's worth too. Both teams really competed. Missouri Southern's a really well coached basketball team, play extremely hard, so it made for a fun atmosphere for everybody involved.
And I thought it was a smart crowd too. They were making noise at the right times when you're out on defense and trying to rattle Missouri Southern a little bit, and it seemed like they knew the times where they really need to be the loudest out there.
Yeah, when we made a couple runs, I can just recall it being deafening. I mean, it was loud, and it was kind of shockingly loud. And they had to kind of calm it down, and our crowd, everybody was into it. A lot of that is, it's very contagious. It's just like a team where if one person brings energy, it's pretty contagious with everybody else. And I felt like that was the case, where there was a few students. I know the fraternities are huge there, and they kind of started everything, and now the energy's just building, the momentum's building, and it's starting to become a fun environment to watch college basketball.
One of the things in last night's game with Missouri Southern, it seemed like they were really put an emphasis on trying to shut down the perimeter game and keep the ball out of the hands of guys like Connor Kirker and also Zach Schneider when he would come in off the bench and make tough on the three-point shooting that you've had some success with here the last few games, second half, Deshaun kind of put the game on his shoulders there and took care of a lot of things out there.
They stayed home. What they did was every time we drove, you know, usually we drive and we kick and we pass out to shooters. Those drive and kick shots are very, very high percentage because they come from in. You're able to step into your shot and shoot the shot. Well, what Missouri Southern did was they stayed home. Every time we drove and we got into the paint, they stayed with the shooters. They did not help. They just used their post players to help. So the first half, you know, I think we'd drive, and in particular Deshaun would drive, and, you know, he'd get in the air and try to make a pass and continue to try to pass and get assists. Well, you know, they're letting you go score, so you got to go score. So the second half, we literally put Dylan at the top of the key, set a ball screen for Deshaun, put three shooters that were essentially decoys on the perimeter. They stayed home on it. It was 2-on-2 in the center, you know, it was a good adjustment out of halftime, and you know, it seemed to work.
Another play that might go a little bit unnoticed out of last night's game is when you're beginning to make that run there in the second half, was where he got the ball down inside to Dylan and got that slam dunk that kind of got the crowd involved in the game at that point, too.
Absolutely, and it got Dylan going even more than he was. And you know, those dunks really do help your momentum a little bit. It doesn't affect me. You know, I don't get any more excited for a layup than I do a dunk. But for some reason, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds really enjoy dunks. I could never dunk, so that's probably why. I could, you know, touch the net a little bit. But no, it did excite them, and I think it might have. Did it put us up one?
I'm not positive about that.
Okay. Either way, I think it brought us closer to being able to win the basketball game. And you know, I was excited about that, but tried to keep my cool and try to finish the game.
And I thought Starzl really overall had a good game for you last night.
Well, again, when you stay home on the shooters, essentially you're allowing our best scorers to be scorers because you're not helping. You're not taking them away. You can't guard Dylan one-on-one. You can't guard Deshaun Cooper one-on-one. So now all of a sudden, you know, it's one-on-one, and that's what it was. It was Deshaun one-on-one and then Dylan one-on-one. You know, obviously they had a difficult time stopping that.
Hey, going into that game, too, you knew you were going to get some full-court pressure out of Missouri Southern last night and handled that pretty well. Kept the turnovers down to a minimum last night.
You know, we took care of the basketball. There was a couple times, though, you know, in the first half, and I love our guys to death, but holy cow, we practiced press all week, and it's like they just ran down the court and just left, you know, we got one guy breaking the press. I go, where are you guys at? What's going on? You know, this is a pressing team. So at halftime, I went down and I said, I'm going to shock you with something, guys. They press. It's like, oh, so we fixed it, though. And it's, you know, we didn't turn it over, though, which was good. And they did focus on that. And you know, obviously the second half came out and played with some heart.
And when you look at Missouri Southern, again, a team coming in with a lot of success and came away with a win. Still a long way to play in this season. About a little bit more than a month of the regular season, but a huge win, I think, from the standpoint of a lot of things. The conference standings, regional rankings a little bit later as well. So a big game from a number of standpoints last night.
Yeah, and I think from a fan's perspective, and from the outside looking in, you know, that's a game that you need to win. Just because, you know, it's a home game, you got to protect your home, things of that nature. I think from an internal perspective, from what we do, you know, I think obviously you want to enjoy wins, and we did afterwards in the locker room. After that, we have to realize, you know, we didn't play all that well, especially coming out of the gates. Well, why is that? And we need to fix that and address that. And then why didn't we defensive rebound very well? And so we've really got to continue with that process-oriented approach and not consider this a big win. That's just a result of what you do. And once you get away from that, I think that's where you start to see, you know, the result of Central Missouri affected the start of the game against Missouri Southern. And you know, we've got to make sure that we're mature enough to handle wins and handle losses and handle things like that, just results, and stick with the process.
Well, let's talk about Central Missouri a bit. On Saturday afternoon, another big win against a team that's right behind you in the MIAA standings, the Mules, and came out and really took care of business in that game.
Yeah, right away. You know, I thought we came out with great energy. I thought we were loose. I thought we were really motivated to beat them, and we really put it on them defensively. I mean, there wasn't a lot they could do. I think they got some easy ones in transition, but other than that, they didn't get much. Then offensively, you know, we pretty much got what we wanted there. They were helping, so everybody got involved, and it made for a fun game, and obviously our first win versus them.
And right now, when you look at your squad, as you take a look at where you're at, are you pleased with the way the team has been coming together right now? Obviously, you talked about some things that you want to work on before you get back on the floor with Lindenwood next Thursday, but how would you assess where this team is at right at this point in the season?
Well, you know, I don't really, I just don't evaluate that much, I guess, exactly where we're at as to where we should be. Yeah, what we try to evaluate is, I guess, game to game, do we improve on certain things? And right now, we played excellent against Central Missouri, and I didn't think we played very well against Missouri Southern. But we did play competitively in the second half. We played with some heart, and we won a game where we didn't play great. So for me, we have got to really improve with this week off if we're going to accomplish some of the goals that we want to accomplish. And obviously, again, I kind of beat it to death, but take that process-oriented approach. And, you know, every practice is a new day, and we need to improve with those things.
Hey, you talk about having a week off now. It's a rare week off here after essentially playing an NBA type of schedule, a game every other day or so. And it's kind of a spot maybe in the season where is it good to have this week off right now for you?
If you handle it in the right way. I think, you know, we're going to practice. So we practice today. We're going to practice tomorrow. We're going to give them Saturday off. And then Sunday, they're just going to come in as a group, and coaches won't be there. And they're going to put themselves through a little workout just to kind of keep rhythm. But it still gives them a day off from hearing our voices. You have to attack days off the same way you would attack a practice. So when you take a day off, take it off and relax and don't do anything, you know, dumb. You know, don't go out and, you know, run and stuff like that. You know, just be smart with it and rest, and rest your legs and rest your mind, and catch up on some things and do that. If you take it as a kind of a relief break, I think then you get yourself into trouble, because I think you got to stay with our process, with our goals. Well, part of accomplishing our goals is being able to give them a break. The break is you need to attack that break with, you know, with, I guess, effort, if you will, if you can attack a break with effort. But make sure you take it off and relax and get your legs back underneath you without having a sense of relief.
Now, as you mentioned, you've got Lindenwood coming up on Thursday. It's in at St. Charles, again, a suburb of St. Louis. Last year, you had Lindenwood in Maryville. This time, you go to face Lindenwood at Lindenwood for the first time since they've been in the MIAA. Just talk a little bit about going over to St. Charles and what you're looking for out of Lindenwood.
Well, we're excited. I haven't watched them on tape. I mean, I've kind of seen them when I've scouted other teams. Generally, they're obviously a very tough team. Very well coached, very disciplined. They're going to play the pack line defensively, which, you know, we enjoy going against. Offensively, they've ran a lot of motion in the past. I'm not sure what they're running right now. They beat Central Oklahoma at home. They've had some big wins at home. So it's going to be a tough place to play.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as we've been talking with Ben about this past week and what's coming up. And thanks to Ben for joining us this Thursday evening. Stay tuned. We'll continue to talk Bearcat men's basketball as we'll talk with Deshaun Cooper. He had the big game last night against the Missouri Southern Lions. Back to talk with Deshaun right after this timeout as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Judy Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, and joined now by point guard for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Deshaun Cooper. And Deshaun, good to have you with us. Coming off a pretty good game last night, I would say, for you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And let's just talk about your game last night. 32 points, a career high for you. And, of course, the last 2 points of that 32, the most important of all with that game winner there just before the buzzer. And just kind of talk a little bit about what you're trying to do there and on that last play to give Northwest the win.
I just wanted to do what was best for the team. I wanted to win. We all wanted to win. And when you want to win, you'll do anything to win. So I just felt it was one-on-one. It was me versus him. And we do one-on-one every day in practice. So I felt like I was just in practice. That's the hoop I'm always on. And it just came naturally.
It certainly looked natural there at the end with the big win. Have you had any game winners like that in the past for you?
Yes, I had two game winners in high school. I had one my sophomore year that sent us to the district championship. And my senior year, we won the district championship with a buzzer beater that I hit.
Seemed like it was a game last night that they were going to give you some shots outside when they were trying to take away some of your teammates there. And you just kind of stepped up and put the game on your shoulders there in the second half, too. A certain degree.
Yeah, in the first half I felt I struggled a little bit because I wasn't really expecting teams to go under ball screens like that. I wanted to get my teammates involved, but second half I felt I made a lot of adjustments. I knew what they were doing now, so I just came out ready to shoot.
One of the things that I thought was impressive last night and really throughout the season, when that first step is you try to go to the basket with the ball, it just doesn't seem like anybody can stay with you a little bit. You got such a quick first step, and just kind of talk about being able to beat some players that way.
I mean, that's the mentality that I feel that I have to have, that nobody can guard me. I mean, I'm 5'7", and I'm quick. And I feel that a lot of people doubt me because of my height, but I feel it's actually an advantage for me because I'm shorter than everybody, I'm quicker, I'm faster, and my first step is deadly. So.
Hey, you mentioned 5'7". On all the stuff we get, they've got you at 5'8" here. So
I guess I'm 5'8" with my shoes on.
Oh, it's been a good season for you. And talk a little bit about the adjustment you had to make coming back after not being able to play last year with the knee injury, and some of the adjustments and things with your teammates to get ready for this season.
I felt that I had to kind of find out who I was again, because when I was sitting out, I learned so much from the game, seeing it from a different view and not actually being in it. I felt that I matured more, so first coming back, I had to find out where I was comfortable at. I had to find out where my teammates were comfortable at, and now I feel like we're getting in the flow. I'm finding out who I am on the court, and it's going smooth.
Was there a period of time early in the year, too, where you were with your knee and everything, were you a little concerned about what that knee could take to start the season, too?
I wasn't really concerned about it until I had ran into it the second game when it was hurting a little bit, because I went all preseason through everything. I never set out. So when I ran into that situation, it kind of got me a little worried. But after that, I just knew I couldn't worry about it. I just knew I had to get back to where I was or become better. So that's all I was focused on.
And it really seemed like after a couple games there, you were able to really adjust to Now, granted, you had a lot of the players that are back this season that were with the squad two or three years coming up with the program with some of these guys, but you have a couple new teammates out there as well, and it seemed like at a certain point everything seemed to click as far as working together with everybody.
Oh, yeah, because we were together all summer, basically. We were up here working out in the gym, playing one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three, four-on-four, five-on-five. We were just always together, so I felt that when I found my rhythm on the court, it was just mesh perfectly.
Now, we've talked a lot about you, points here. I think you've had, what, 9-10 straight games now in double figures and hitting some key buckets in several games here, but that's not all of your game either. You do such a good job distributing the ball to teammates and getting the ball where they're in good position to score as well, and just talk about that aspect of your game.
I just feel you have to take what the game gives you sometimes when you're a point guard, especially because I know I can shoot, teams know I can shoot, but if I come down and take every shot, I mean, I'm not really getting my teammates involved, so I have to pick my spots when to score and when to get my teammates involved, when to talk, when to sit back, relax, observe. I had to learn those things, and I felt I'm improving every day.
Another area, too, when they see you out on the court, as you say, 5'7", they might not expect you to be as good a rebounder as you are, but you can sky out there and get some boards against some guys that are a lot taller than you.
Oh, yeah. We do rebounding every day, too. We do certain drills that have us getting rebounds and getting out on the break. So I just try to take what we do in practice and put it in game situations.
And, again, it's really come together right now. How much fun are you having during your senior year here?
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun, especially when you have guys like that. You have Coach Mack, Coach Meyer, Coach Pete, Coach Amy. When you have all those coaches and players who are all there for one reason, it's pretty fun.
Now, do you enjoy it maybe a little bit more knowing after setting out last season? Does it mean a little bit more to you knowing that after watching things last year that you're coming into this as your final season that you're appreciating it a little bit more than maybe you would have in a normal situation?
Yeah, I think I have, because I felt last year it helped me learn a lot. So when I came in this year, I knew the game at a new level. So it's kind of like I was reintroduced to basketball again, because I'd never been away from the game that long. So it was just a new experience, and it's always good when you experience new things.
Let's just talk about you personally and some of the reasons you decided to come to Northwest Missouri State and play basketball, and some of the highlights that you've had through your career here.
The reason I came here, because nobody else wanted me, for real. I mean, I could have went to junior college, but everybody doubted me because of my height. So Coach Mack seen me. He brought me in on a visit, and I basically did what I do, and he offered me a scholarship to come here, and I came, and I just played. I just played my heart out every day, and now I'm here.
It's worked out pretty well, and you came in with a pretty good group of players as well that have kind of gone through the program with.
Oh, yeah. I felt it was a learning experience for me, because it was my first year as a college. It was Coach Mack's first year as a head coach. I mean, so we all was learning. I knew that at the end we were going to be a winning team. So I just had to keep pushing, had to keep fighting, had to keep working just to get there.
How much does it mean to have teammates like Dylan Starzl or Bryson Williams and guys like that you've gone through the program for a while, and just to have them out on the floor? What does that mean for you? Okay, what does that mean to have teammates like Bryson Williams and guys like Dylan Starzl and Grant Kozad, some of those guys that you've come through the program or through the years?
It's good, because when you have a lot of people like that on your team that you can relate to a lot, I feel it makes the game a lot easier, much funner, things like that, because you can talk to them and they understand where you're coming from. They understand you're not there to, like, get on them or make them mad. You're there to better them. Like, we all are here to better each other, and that's a great thing to have on your team.
You had some big wins already this season. What stood out so far at this point in the year?
The wins?
Yeah, what are some of the things that stood out so far with you this season?
I would say the Missouri Southern game. I would say the Fort Hayes game. Basically, every game we won has stood out. I'm just happy to be back out there on the court. You don't know how much I miss basketball sitting out watching it. So just every game, I play it like it's my last.
All right. Well, Deshaun, thanks a lot for being with us, and we look forward to watching you the rest of this season.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Deshaun Cooper, point guard for Northwest Missouri State. We'll come back and have more for you on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout, as we're broadcasting from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill. I'm joined now by the Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Mel, good to have you with us on the program here tonight.
Well, it's good to be here. Nice cold night, but it's a basketball night, so that's good.
Yeah, Coach Max says it's always 72 in the gym, so it doesn't matter.
I was never very smart in going into coaching. I didn't look at that part of it. once you get inside, I did coach, track. I always enjoyed indoor track because I knew there wasn't going to be any wind and I wasn't going to have to wear a coat. So.
Well, Coach, been in the news here a little bit the last couple of days, but I know from the standpoint of everyone here in Maryville, glad that you're still going to be athletic director in Northwest.
Well, first of all, John, that's the beauty of being in Maryville. there aren't any secrets here. So, as I told somebody today, it's just a unique opportunity that I couldn't pass up not looking at. And, it was one of those things where it looked like originally it was going to be a done deal, but there's several decision makers in a university system, and there's one that makes the final decision, and I didn't get her vote, so we move on. But it's great to be here, and I guess I want people to know that I'm now looking for another job. This was I was approached about this, and I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to at least look at it.
And there's something about coaching with all coaches. You know, for people who are former athletes, you miss playing the sport you were in, and same way with coaching as well, I can imagine.
There's no doubt about that. And it's been so refreshing to be back here and be in this role, because it kind of takes the place of that, but there's still that urge. And in my career, the one thing that that I always kind of felt unfulfilled about was the fact that I'd never had an opportunity to coach above our level. And I felt like I could do that, and all of a sudden here it was staring me in the face. And even though I've been out for 3 years, it looked like everything was going to be a go. And so I thought, if I don't do that and I don't explore it, I'll regret it. And I don't regret it at all. It was great opportunity to look at, and I have nothing to lose. I got a great job here. So,
and when you talk about a great job here, your football program coming off a Division II national championship, I understand that coming up in next month or so, there's going to be an opportunity for fans around the Bearcat Nation to get a chance to take a look at the trophy, and chance to maybe go out and talk about the Northwest story a little bit with this.
Well, we're gonna do a championship tour. I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think most of those are, I believe it's the last week in February, all but one. We're going to go to Des Moines, Kansas City, Omaha, St. Joe, in St. Louis, I believe, is the plan right now. And, a kind of exciting thing in Kansas City, I think we're scheduled to go to Sporting KC and have it in their facilities there. And so that'll give our fans kind of a warm-up for next year. I hope Coach Doral's listening. We don't want to put any pressure on right away. A lot of people are curious about Sporting KC and what's that's going to be like. So I think that'll be fun. But it'll just be a great time for us to kind of enjoy and for the fans really to celebrate, a national championship. It's special. It doesn't happen all the time. And sometimes people think so here, but it really doesn't. And so we're really looking forward to that.
What a great opportunity and a great idea, because you do have so much support from obviously everywhere, but all those areas, especially being more regionalized like that. What a great idea.
Well, we did this before. We did it in 98 and 99. Matter of fact, if you look at the 98 trophy, it's so beat up from being. We're going to have to be a little more careful with this one. But, we did it before, and it's just people really enjoy that. And all it does is it builds, more ownership and more pride in our school, and that's what we want.
I understand, too, the trophy's been out a little bit even at this point. I think Nate Davis took it down to Kansas City for a little media tour here.
Well, he did. That was something new, and I think that was really neat. A lot of our alums down there really enjoyed that and the opportunity to, know that it was at a certain radio station or even go over there and see it. Just the more we can use that exposure, the better it is for everybody.
And it seems like the attention started with football, and it's built that way, but it seems like more and more fans are wanting to talk about all of athletics, about what's going on campus, that sort of thing. So just the general view of Northwest has grown.
Well, that's right. Last night was great great evidence of that. We had a great crowd last night. We still have room for more. We didn't have all the seats filled, but they were excited. We've got a great basketball team. Our men are just really playing outstanding, and I think our spring sports are really going to be exciting too. Track start got off to a great start already. We know Coach Rosewell is going to have a great tennis team, and baseball and softball are going to kick in. Hopefully we can get rid of this cold weather and they can get an opportunity to be outside. So we have a lot to look forward to and a lot of different opportunities for people to enjoy a lot of different things.
I think that was one of the things that's been fun about the atmosphere at Bearcat Arena here the last two or three home games is we're having good turnouts, but they're there and having fun at the games as well.
Well, they really are, and they're, I appreciate the fact that they're coming early. They're supporting both teams, and I just think, what a better way to, in cold weather, there isn't a better place to be. And like we said last night, we had employee recognition night, so we had a big crowd to start with at our women's game, and then the momentum just carried over to the men's game, and it got pretty exciting there toward the end. And that's as good as our crowd. My memory isn't too good anymore, but that's as good as our crowd has been into the game. I heard you guys say that. They knew when to cheer, and it really that just and I know how much that helps our team, and it's great for our student athletes.
Yeah, it's getting closer to where I think Bearcat Arena is going to get that reputation, where other teams are going to say, it's going to be tough, because we think about it, a few places in the MIAA
yeah.
that way. I think Bearcat Arena can get that same mystique.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We're getting closer to that, and we've got a couple more, four more home games left, and of course one of those is going to be Missouri Western, so that'll be a packed house, and we just need our fans to come out and support both of those teams, and really get into it, have fun, enjoy the atmosphere.
All right, well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
That's the athletic director of Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. And we'll be back and have more as we wrap things up on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, talking to Mel a little bit afterwards. We've got a little time off here this weekend. It's a little different, but a nice little trip coming up next Thursday.
Yeah, you know, that's for sure. I think the teams probably deserve it even more than we do, yeah. As much as they've played. But that's for sure, you know, and I think this time falls in a perfect time of the season, you know, chance to rest about mid.